Hi, sorry about that. That was an error on my end.
Sit down. Good boy. Sit down. Sit down. You're a good boy. You're a good boy.
So your name when you were born was Shona Brown, and then you were
Yeah.
known as Shona McIver while in care.
And then once I got away from there, I changed it because I had a partner then, and his name, we had a baby when I was 17. So I just took his name because I thought, well, we had a couple of kids, and I mean, I've
Yeah.
never been able to keep a relationship down really when you think about it.
Yeah. So would that name change? So it was not legally changed? No, okay. But with
No.
your documents, so your driving license or your any letters, is it Forbes or is it what name is on are on those?
I think it's Brown actually. I'm not quite sure. I haven't got my driving license. I don't know what it is. But I know my passport says MacIver.
Your passport says MacIver. Okay. So what I'll do is I'll put your name as MacIver on here
Okay.
just for the verification purposes, if it matches your passport. And then okay, right. There we go. So I've just sent them over now. So if you open the new email and click on that link instead, sorry about
Okay.
that.
I'll get it. Oh. Quite a few here.
So the most recent email on that link.
It doesn't have the other bit that it had before.
Does it not have that link on it?
No.
There should be at the very top.
At the very top.
Yeah, at the very top of the email, it'll say click here to sign with the link underneath it.
Oh, here we go. Wait a minute. Hey. Oh, here we are now. I got it. Sorry.
Okay.
What do you want me to do with
There we
it?
go. So that first one is the letter of authority. So it covers everything that we need for us to be able to get the records on your behalf. So then if
Okay.
you click on the fields required list, it's a yellow round box at the bottom of your screen.
All right, so that's the required fields left. Is that
Yeah.
right?
Yeah. So you click on that one, then it'll take you to the page that needs a signature. And
I've
then
got
there'll
one.
be, yeah, and then it says tap to sign.
What do I do?
So then if you click in the box that says tap to sign,
Right, the one that's the same. Yeah,
yeah, and
I've
then
got
you can just
that.
use your finger then to draw your signature.
Okay.
And then if you click apply,
Minute, I'm just
That's okay, no problem.
And that's applied. Right. Do I do any more?
Yeah, so then the next one then is just another contract from us. It's the client care letter, just to say what we do. So it's everything we covered in the phone call previously.
Okay.
Then if you click on that yellow box again, it'll take you to the next page that needs the signature.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I forgot about that one now.
Okay.
Right. You're sorry. Oh, it's a solicitor. I was wondering who it was, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, my writing's not very good.
That's okay, don't worry.
Oh, it's terrible.
No, I'm awful drawing with my finger on the screen.
Oh, no.
I always make a mess of it.
Right, top design. Right, just one left. Right, that's them all.
Yeah, and then if you scroll right down to the bottom then, and then you can tick the little box that says, I confirm that my electronic signature is legally binding.
Checklist.
So it's like a tiny little box that you have to tick just to say that your signature is legally binding. So if you scroll right down to the very bottom.
Oh, right to the very bottom.
Yeah. And then okay. You should be able to tick that box then.
Well, there's no box.
So it should be to the left of the fields required.
Oh, right. Is that the one that says, I confirm that my electronic signature is legally binding? And it's named
there. So
legal
effect. Tiny little box of blackout.
Okay,
one.
I found it. Yeah, I've got it. Yeah.
And then the purple box then should change colour, should go darker.
Is that submit the signature?
Yeah.
Well, just press that one then.
Yeah.
Right, it's coming up with. Okay, it's got verifiers and low ends.
Yeah.
What do I do with this? Verify?
No, so that should all be done now. So
right.
It's just double checking everything and then they should then get sent back to us.
Okay.
Just wait for those to come through. And then following that, then it would just be the ID and the letter then that you can send over on WhatsApp or email.
Okay. Well, I'll get my social work, my support worker to do it.
Yeah.
I've got to go to the hospital tomorrow, so it'll be Saturday.
Yeah, no, that's no problem. Just whenever you get a chance.
Aye, just it'll be Saturday because I'll grab her on Saturday and she can help me.
Yeah, no, that's okay, no problem.
I'm not really this sort of stuff just, isn't it?
No, that's okay.
I'm old school. This is all kind of new.
Honestly, I prefer pen and paper every day.
Well, it's horrible, isn't it?
There you go, perfect. So they've all come through. So what I'll do now is I'll just quickly review your application and then I'll get it sent over to Redress, okay?
Right. Can I come out here now?
Yeah. So then regarding that then, so we'll be back in touch when we receive communication from Redress. And if you have any questions in the meantime, or if you need any help with anything, just give us a call or send us a message and I'll get back in touch with you, okay?
Okay.
Perfect. Well, thank you very much.
Okay, that's good.
I'll speak to you soon.
Okay, thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.